Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Two people were injured in Moscow on Monday when debris from a Ukrainian drone destroyed by Russian air defenses fell on a house. This according to the regional governor. Russian officials said that Ukraine launched a drone attack aimed at the Moscow and Kaluga regions. The aerial assault temporarily disrupted flights at several Russian airports. Service later resumed. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was in Denmark on Monday, where he thanked Danish lawmakers a day after Denmark and the Netherlands announced they would provide Ukrainian forces with U.S.-made F-16 fighter jets. Tropical storm Hillary made landfall on Sunday in Mexico's Baja California, weakening as it moved north into California and Nevada. The storm forced the cancellation of flights in Los Angeles, San Diego, and Las Vegas, while schools in Los Angeles and San Diego were closed on Monday. California Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency to help with response and recovery efforts. Karen Bass is mayor of Los Angeles.
The city has opened the most emergency temporary shelters for unhoused Angelenos experiencing homelessness to provide relief from extreme weather since at least 2020.
U.S. President Joe Biden said his administration stood ready to provide assistance to California, Nevada, and Arizona. Chinese stocks hit nine-month lows and the yuan tumbled on Monday. This as efforts by authorities to revive demand failed to excite investors who are becoming less confident in Beijing's ability to restore momentum in the economy. A smaller-than-expected cut in a key lending benchmark also disappointed markets. From Washington, this is VOA News. A former nurse in England has been sentenced to life in prison for killing seven babies and trying to kill six others. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The life sentence was given today to Lucy Letby, who'll serve the most severe sentence possible under British law. The 33-year-old woman worked as a neonatal nurse at the Countess of Chester Hospital. During the sentencing hearing, parents of the babies read statements about the devastation Letby caused by her crimes. But Letby was not present for her sentencing, which is allowed in British courts. Senior doctors said over the weekend that they had raised concerns about Letby 4 months after the infant deaths began and said that more children might have been saved had hospital managers taken their concerns seriously. I'm Donna Warder.
The recent fire on the Hawaiian island of Maui was the deadliest wildfire in the U.S. in over a century, killing at least 114 people. As AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports, U.S. President Joe Biden and the First Lady are visiting Maui today.
They'll meet with survivors, first responders, and officials while visiting Lahaina, a historic town virtually destroyed by a disaster whose full impact and death toll remain unknown.
Imagine being a mom or dad, wondering where your child is. Imagine being a husband or wife, a mother or father. It's really tough stuff.
The president last week pledged Hawaii will have all the federal aid it needs. He'll tap a FEMA official to head the long-term recovery effort. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In South Sudan, after nearly 4 months of civil war, a new problem for people there. VOA's Henry Wilkins says there appears to be a measles outbreak, but little government infrastructure left to deal with it.
Those fleeing Sudan's nearly 4 months civil war are arriving in neighboring South Sudan with a high incidence of measles, which can be serious, even lethal for small children. One patient told VOA.
Medical care in South Sudan is generally good, but doesn't compare to Khartoum before the crises. We've endured pain and are not in good health.
Medical experts believe there is a major outbreak of measles in Sudan, but because of the war, the country no longer has the lab capacity to detect an outbreak. The inability to detect a measles outbreak is just one symptom of Sudan's collapsing medical system. Hospitals have been destroyed in the fighting, and insecurity makes it difficult for hospitals still standing to operate. Henry Wilkins for VOA News, Renk, South Sudan.
Canada is sending armed forces to tackle fast-spreading wildfires in British Columbia. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.